quite surprising fact. These two teams faced each other in the final match of the 2015-2016 Premier League season, which Man United won 3-1. There are only 89 days between that match and this fixture. And final stat for this match, Wayne Rooney has scored more goals on the opening weekend than any other player currently playing in the Premier League, which is 6 goals. The biggest games of the season kicks off on the opening weekend of the season, and that's Arsenal at home to Liverpool, a 4 p.m. kickoff British summer time on the 14th of August. And although it's the first match of the season for both of them, it will have a significant impact on how the rest of the season goes. I know it's silly to say that so early in the season, but it is that crucial that if one of these two teams wins the match, it will have a detrimental effect on how the loser will finish, possibly outside the top four going forward. So there's a huge significance on this match. So the first fact is Arsenal have lost just one of their last 9 Premier League meetings with my beloved Liverpool, winning 4, drawn 4, and losing 1. So for that, for my team, is not a very, very good stat to start with. So sorry to my fellow Liverpool fans, but I had to mention that fact. So Liverpool have only won one of their last 20 away trips to Arsenal. So it looks really, really bad considering the stats for my team Liverpool. So let me just repeat that again. My beloved Liverpool have won only one of their last 20 away trips to Arsenal in all competitions, winning 1, drawing 8, and losing 11, and have collected just 8 points in 10 Premier League games at the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal have lost just 2 of their last 15 home games on opening day, winning 10 and drawing 3. Although those defeats have come in the last 3 attempts, Liverpool versus Arsenal has seen more hat tricks than any other fixture in the Premier League history, which is 5. Liverpool have scored more Premier League goals than any other team in 2016. Yes, at last, a fun fact, a positive fact for my beloved Liverpool. Liverpool have scored more Premier League goals than any other team in 2016 so far, which is 41 goals. But we don't help ourselves with the amount of goals we concede at the back. So that's why I'm hoping we can get a world-class left back before the season opener. And final stat for this game, Roberto Firmino has had a hand in 13 goals for Liverpool, 9 goals and 4 assists in 15 Premier League appearances in 2016 so far, including 2 goals versus Arsenal in January. And the final game of the first week of the Premier League is going to be a very, very interesting match as well. It's Chelsea at home to West Ham United on Monday, the 15th of August, 2016. That's 8 p.m. British summertime kickoff. And the facts for this game are Chelsea are unbeaten in their last 10 Premier League meetings with West Ham United at Stamford Bridge, winning 7, drawing 3, and have not lost at home to them in the league since September the 2002, which they lost 3-2. So that's a astonishing and incredible stat that they haven't lost the last 10 Premier League meetings with West Ham at home. West Ham were unbeaten against Chelsea in their Premier League last season, winning 1 and drawing 1. The first time that this has been achieved since the 2002 and 2003 season. Chelsea have won more points than any other Premier League side on the opening weekend of action, which is 51 points. Chelsea are unbeaten in each of their last 13 season opening fixtures played at Stamford Bridge, winning 10 and drawing 3. And the final fact for this match, for the preview, is Conte, the new Chelsea manager, has lost just one of his last 30 league games as a club manager. He was the manager of Juventus before moving over to Chelsea in time for start of this season. So out of those 30 matches, he's won 27, drawn 2 and lost 1, which is a significant and very, very big stat in his favour. So those were all your pre-match facts for all the matches taking place in the first week of the Premier League season. What I'll do now, I'll just quickly, for you who've just tuned in, or you may have tuned in halfway through my preview, I'm just going to go through, give you the fixtures in total again, so you know what matches to look out for over the weekend and also Monday. So starting on Saturday, the 13th of August 2016, Hull City against Leicester City. That's a 12:30 kickoff. On Burnley against Swansea is a 3 p.m. kickoff. Crystal Palace against West Brom is a 3 p.m. kickoff. Everton against Tottenham Hotspur is 3 p.m. kickoff. Middlesbrough against Stoke City is a 3 p.m. kickoff. Southampton versus Watford is a 3 o'clock kickoff. And Man City against Sunderland on the 13th of August 2016 is a 5:30 p.m. kickoff. On Sunday, the 14th of August 2016, Bournemouth against Manchester United, that's a 1:30 kickoff. And Arsenal against Liverpool is a 4 p.m. kickoff. Monday, the 15th of August 2016, Chelsea against West Ham United is 8 p.m. kickoff.
We're going to the last break of the show, and inshallah, I'll be back at 23:30 local time here in the UK. And then we'll talk about the cricket that took place around the world in the last few days. So stay tuned. Like I said, we're going to the break, and inshallah, after the break, we'll continue with the last part of the show.